many of you are aware that we've been in the village for a long time, but we've had some tensions. But right now, the mayor of the village is one of my heroes, actually, her and her husband, and speak about him a lot. And she's a devoted Catholic Christian and loves this parish. And she's just stopped by to say hello. And Patty McDonald, come on up.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you.
I am very honored and flattered and humbled to be asked to welcome everybody to the Village of Malvern. I want to thank everyone for traveling from all distances to be a part of your conference these 3 days, and I hope that you get an opportunity to visit the various establishments here in the village. I guess you got some pizza from our local pizza. We have a great bakery, great bagels, yes. As the bishop said, I am the mayor of the Village of Malvern. I was born and raised here, and I feel very blessed and privileged to be the mayor of this wonderful village. And without people like the bishop and the men that serve and women that serve here in your church, we do have a great relationship. And I'm very happy and very blessed that we do, because I just love coming to your church. I love the music. Absolutely. What a way to start. It was just, I was singing. I'm clapping. I almost got up and started. I love your music. It's beautiful. And I have to say that the Church of the Intercessor is, we are so blessed to have you here in the Village of Malvern. Anytime we call on the Church of the Intercessor to participate in any of our activities here in the village, the holiday lighting, if you guys stop doing the live nativity, I think people might stop coming to our holiday lighting. It is one of the biggest drawers for our lighting, and we're very blessed to have that. And I keep saying blessed because I feel blessed to be here today. I feel very, just being a part of this is beautiful. And I just want to thank you, Bishop. And I have a good relationship with Father Joe. When you're not around, Father Joe is in and out of the village with different things. And we have a good relationship. I'm very happy. And I just want to let you know, I know Father Joe told you we're going to be doing the road very soon in front of... You're going to be having some piping done by the Long Island Water, and then after that we will be doing the streets, because we didn't want to do one and then so. But I just want to let everyone who doesn't live here just know that your church and your bishop is just a beautiful asset to our Village of Malvern, and I keep using the word blessed because I do feel, like I said before, very blessed, and we're just so happy that you guys are here in the village, and obviously have every intention of staying here in the village, and we're very lucky. And I want to welcome everyone, and I hope you have a great couple of days here in the village, and I know you have some trips planned beyond the village, correct? So have a wonderful time, and the weather's supposed to be hot, but nice, so enjoy your time, and again, thank you for allowing me to be here and welcoming you to our wonderful village. Have a great conference, and God bless all of you.
Sure, just we gutted this sanctuary, I forget how many years, same time we added the extension, and we took down a lot of the stuff that was hanging and made a decision, conscious decision, that nothing was going to go up that wasn't the best. And so because we just wanted to offer the best for God. So there's some unique stuff here. If you just want to take a look, the cross, the crucifix, was designed by the same artist that did the memorial to 9/11, because the building, the addition, is actually dedicated to the firefighters and police officers who lost their lives on 9/11, and there's a plaque somewhere that says that. So that's there, and you'll see their names on the wall as you go downstairs. So he did this cross, and the first thing you notice is that there's no body. And if you kind of stare at it a little bit, you see waves. And the waves are symbolic of baptism. And from the scripture, we've been crucified with Christ. So the body is us. We're the body of Christ. And so that's the kind of a unique piece. He also did the altar here. And then on that side, you'll see the Pietà was done by a young man who was part of Father Mike Bacillo's church. And we got that from him. And after we put it up, somebody gave us the Madonna on this side, which actually made a nice, the Madonna and the Pietà. Those are two nice pieces of art. And then one day, somebody who, one of the parishioners who does, scavenger work, I guess you call it, when people die, he goes in and buys all their stuff and then sells it. States something. So in his state, he found this door, and you can see it. So I encourage you to come up. It's also a Pietà from the 16th century, and then somebody from Bishop Gregg's church, New Paul's, made the tabernacle box on the side, and then the ombre has a 17th century icon of Gethsemane, hence Church of the Intercessor, and again somebody made that box. So come up and take a look. The tabernacle door really is fascinating to see. So just wanted to point that out, and if you have any other questions about things. Oh, and then we found that cross is, again, I think 200 years old, something like 100, 1800s. And so 1600s? 1600s. And that's why we have it high up in the air. So people don't talk to it. Now, if you have your Bibles or reading devices, turn to the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 10, beginning at verse 1.